Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Department of Labor's Shared Work Program, a program to help businesses and workers make it through the slow times. Learn more about this alternative to layoffs at sharedwork.mo.gov.
The State House has passed a bill that would regulate but not tax daily fantasy sports. Mike Lear has more.
The House bill would require daily fantasy sports sites to pay an annual $5,000 fee, would limit playing to those age 18 and older, and would bar play by sites' employees with insider knowledge. It would not tax the games and would exempt them from gambling laws, which Independence Democrat Rory Rowland says is a mistake.
I am not in favor of calling fantasy sports anything other than sports betting. It's being intellectually dishonest to call it anything other than that.
Columbia Representative Caleb Rowden says playing daily fantasy sports is not gambling.
This is a game of skill, not dissimilar to someone who hones their craft as a college athlete becoming a pro to be paid for what they do.
The bill goes to the Senate, where a bill that would tax and further regulate daily fantasy sports has had a committee hearing. Mike Lear, Missouri Net.
MoDOT's director says he hopes the legislature will find a way to boost funding for transportation so the department can do more work in rural areas. Elisa Nelson files this report.
Missouri Department of Transportation Director Patrick McKinnis's lack of funding is making roads projects increasingly difficult to prioritize, especially in rural areas.
What we do is try to keep the road surfaces on the higher volume roads in as good a condition as we can, because that saves a lot of money. That means sometimes that some of the lower volume roads don't get the attention they need and that people would like. It's simply a matter of funding.
The state Senate has passed a bill that would ask Missouri voters if the state's gas tax should be increased nearly 6 cents per gallon. It's headed to the House, where leadership is less favorable to increasing taxes to pay for roads and bridges. Elisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
You're listening to News on Missouri Net. A St. Louis area nonprofit providing in-home care, giving training and outreach for dementia clients, has saved Missouri's Medicaid program more than $30 million. That's according to founder Lisa Barron.
Yes, we need a cure. But yes, we also need to get proven interventions into the hands of the families who are caring for these 5.4 million people right now.
Barron testified before Senator McCaskill's committee and said 90% of her dementia clients are able to remain at home. Officials at the Kansas City Zoo say they've been forced to intervene and feed a female baby chimpanzee after it was rejected by its mother. The baby chimpanzee was born on Friday. The mother was ignoring the chimp on Saturday when veterinarians stepped in. The chimp is being fed by bottle every 2 hours. The Schnucks grocery chain has announced it will eliminate 200 jobs from its suburban St. Louis distribution center. The union layoffs could begin by this summer. This is News on Missouri Net.